This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, friends, and happy Tuesday. Let's get it. It's July 22nd already. Did you know that? July 22nd. Welcome in today. We've got a number, 314-436-7900. On the Odyssey app, voice messages, you can record one and send them. And this is a good day to do it. Well, there's always a good day to text in and call in and voice message in. But today we want your participation because we are talking. Well, we'll tell you in a second. I'm not going to spoil the surprise yet. So Odyssey app, do that there with the voice messages. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Our account you should follow is at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
This week, our midday midlife continues, and today we're going to focus on kids and the decision to have them or not to have them, and if you thought you'd be where you are at this point of your life, so we'll need your participation throughout the day today. Also, an excessive heat warning continues. It is hot. It is gross. It is St. Louis. So, of course, it is disgusting today, and it will continue to be for the rest of the week. And the Cardinals did win in Colorado 6-2 last night, and they are going to resume their series 7:40 tonight at Coors Field. By the way, the Gas House Gang happens at 12 o'clock. And this is Ollie Day. We will have manager Oliver Marmel joining the show, Ackerman, Bernie, and me. So again, that will get started at 12 o'clock. On the show today, we're going to talk to Mark Sweeney. We'll talk Cardinals baseball with him. He's with FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. So he'll be on the show at 10:30. But prior to that, Dave Simons going to talk about the $1,000 baby bonus with Dave Simons.
Yeah, the Trump accounts, which I didn't know about until a couple of weeks ago. Kind of interesting exactly how that works. But as you mentioned, Ollie Marmol, at 12:30, do you know what they call that?
I don't know what you call it.
It's called appointment radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. That means people are setting their alarms to remind themselves that at 12 o'clock, they got
to
be here.
But the good news is you don't need to set your alarm if you just listen to us
then. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
And we do want to hear from you. You guys were awesome yesterday with our midday midlife conversation with Michael Kelly, because Ronji was doing the duty of the jury, which we'll get to.
It was duty.
It was the duty of the jury, yep. And so we had our midday midlife conversation kind of, maybe you could call it the umbrella conversation. Are you where you thought you would be? Michael's awesome because he's very honest, talking about the things that he thinks about and worries about. He just turned 50, and he's like, he's single, and he thinks about things like, I don't have kids. who's going to take care of me when I get old, right? Because a lot of times, you know, we're all, not me, but we're taking care of our parents
right
at that age. And you think, well, if you don't have kids, who's going to take care of you? Anyway, we talked about jobs. We had people call in talking about career changes in their 40s. Sometimes you get married. Sometimes you get divorced. Really interesting. Today, we're going to have Annie Fry from 97.1 and Trisha Everdeen also from, side of things.
She works here for Odyssey.
And me talking about where we each are when it comes to kids in our lives, because it's a very weird age. You can have a little baby at 44 or you can have a kid in college at 44.
Right.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And we had a text message that came in before the show even started. And it says this. I'm 45. My wife is 46. We have three great boys. I love them all. We both have good jobs, not leaving them for 20 years. Don't plan on moving. Love my house. Sometimes wonder, though, is this it? Just seems like a rat race sometimes. Mm. I'm very happy, maybe a little bored.
Hmm. That's a good...
That's the kind of thing that we're, you know, wanting to hear from you, how you feel at this point.
Again, like the caller we had, a woman called. Yesterday was her birthday. It was her 44th birthday. And she said she had an epiphany that she had lived half her life, basically. It had gone by fast, but she was unhappy. And she said, she didn't think I only have half my life left. She thought, wow, I have half of my life left. I have a whole lot left. I want to be happy. And she made changes. She made changes to make sure that she had happiness to pursue an adventure in the second half
of her life. It's very difficult to do at this point of your life to make any kind of massive change. That's why 99% of people don't.
It's just
really, really tough to do that.
It is, but it isn't in the sense that you'll never be as young as you are today. And I think it is really hard to make that change when you're 40, but then when you're 60, you'll be like, I wish I had made that change when I was 40.
Right.
I'm
saying psychologically it's different. It's hard to do it. It's hard to talk yourself into doing it, whatever it is, and then go ahead and execute it. Just real tough to do.
Speaking of doing it, how was jury duty?
Well, all right. So I did. I'm not saying that I am the best American. What I am saying is I am definitely a good one because I reported to jury duty yesterday. Although you have to, otherwise you're in contempt and you go to jail. So I did go. I showed up. I got there probably a little earlier than I needed to, but I wanted to make sure that I didn't mess things up so that I wasn't taken away in cuffs. But then I thought about it, like all these people who are coming in here, all walks of life. I guarantee you there's a couple of real doofuses coming into this room who probably show up 30 minutes late. But you can't do that. They lock the doors after about, I think they give you like a 15-minute grace period.
So if you show up 30 minutes late, you would be in contempt of court.
I think so.
And you could be arrested.
So here's what happened yesterday. They give you a number to call the night before. It's after 4:30 on Sunday. This is in the city. I don't know what it's like in the county or anywhere else. St. Charles, I'm not sure. In the city, they give you this phone number. You call the number and they will tell you if they need you tomorrow or not. So they needed us tomorrow. I showed up yesterday. There for a while. Everything's fine. They didn't really talk to us. We checked in. Each one of us checked in. Probably about 100, 150 people in the room. And after a while, they said, folks, we're in a holding pattern.
Okay.
So if you need a smoke break, you can go out and get a smoke break right now. So a few people went out and got a smoke break. When they came back in about a half hour later, they said, you can all go home now.
Oh.
That was it. No trial.
Oh.
I was kind of, once I didn't want to do it, okay?
Yeah.
And I know that I'm not alone. Most people do not want to do jury duty. I'm sure they don't. And even fewer want to actually be picked for a trial because that means it's several days or weeks or whatever that you are occupied with this trial.
And maybe sequestered.
Sequestered. You never know.
This could be the next OJ trial.
But once I got in there, I have to tell you, part of me really wanted to get picked for something. Yeah, I wanted.
Because you feel, if you're not picked, like, well, why am I not picked? Don't you think I'm a good judge of character?
Right.
Don't you think I can figure out a case?
Don't you think I can decide who killed the cat? you know?
Well, you know, what's interesting is you were all there, 150 of you or whatever it was, and you were all dismissed. Mm-hmm. Does that mean the guy, like,
we don't know.
Guilty
Here's the thing. They didn't say anything about a case. My assumption was, and we should talk to Brad Young about this. My assumption was that they bring all these people in for maybe various cases. And so they're going to pick a handful of people for one case, handful of people for another case, whatever. Maybe it was just one case and they were picking through 100, 150 people. But whatever it was, they didn't explain it to us. There was no judge. We never saw anybody like that. We just sat there.
See,
and then they told us to go home. That was the whole day.
I always thought it was one case because the whole thing with the jury pool is that the lawyer, both the defense lawyer and the prosecuting attorney.
No attorneys,
right,
no nothing.
They get to approve or disapprove of each juror. They get so many vetoes.
Yes.
Not that guy, not that guy. Not
right,
that guy,
right,
not that guy.
Right, right.
They get so many vetoes, but that would be then for one case. So I just always assumed when you went to jury duty, they were deciding one case. But you said they didn't even ask you,
are any of you
a convicted felon?
Nope.
Never once even, they never even got to that part.
Didn't ask anybody any questions at all. We showed up, showed the summons.
Unbelievable.
They marked it down. They told you, go have a seat. That was it. And then at the end, they gave us $12. I'm $12 richer because of yesterday.
You know that's not enough to buy a latte and a turkey sandwich from Starbucks. I can tell you that.
But
it is not enough.
You can get the latte and then make up the difference. You can make up the difference. Just get the latte and whatever is left over, you got to pay 50 cents because that's how much a latte costs now. Everything's gone up.
You could get a latte and a cake pop. So that's
I would
so interesting.
This. The experience was totally easy, probably because I didn't have to get into a jury. Well,
yeah, but they didn't even ask you, like, do you love cops? Do you hate cops? Are you a criminal?
No,
was your family in prison?
Nope. I was looking forward to all of that because I was looking forward to saying, thinking, okay, what can I say in response to this that doesn't make me look like a terrible person, but maybe a bad juror?
Right.
You know?
Well, who was it we were talking to yesterday? I think you were in the room because you stopped by, which was like having a friend stop by after jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
You stopped by the office and someone said that there was maybe a room of 100 people. And when the judge or whoever it is asked, are any of you convicted felons? Like half the room stood up and left.
That's right. Well, that didn't happen. The only bad thing about yesterday, I will say this, is there was a man sitting a couple of rows behind me, and he was sucking on hard candy the whole time. The whole time. And you know the sound of hard candy rattling around in teeth, and then the...
Ew, stop!
And then just...
Oh, gross.
And then I was like, all right.
And it clacks.
Okay,
it was
clacking around against his teeth. And I was like, all right, he's going to be done with this piece soon. And then he just popped another one. This dude, just a never-ending string of hard candy. This guy. This guy must have one of those hard candy necklaces. But you just taking bits off it. Oh, my gosh. This guy. That was the only bad thing about yesterday.
And hard candy is kind of a commitment when you're... When you're second on the hard candy.
Yeah, I mean, you can get to the end and chew up the rest and crunch it up, but that's hard to do.
And it sticks in your teeth. And
well,
then,
anyway, so I did my duty. I'm great. No need to thank me. I was happy to do it. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, 314-436-7900. This texter says, if they sent you home, that means they settled all the cases for the day, so they didn't need any jurors. Well, there you go.
They settled all the cases by 11 a.m.?
Damn.
Wow.
Let's go. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji with you until 12 o'clock on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Well, Chris Ranji is back from jury duty. He and everyone else, they were dismissed.
Were you worried about me?
Well, personally, I was hoping that it would be a long and complicated case for which you would be selected, that you would be sequestered, and there would be zero consensus on the jury. That's what I was hoping for.
I thought that I might end up in a violent crime case, and I was envisioning, you know, the guy who, I don't know where this was, it wasn't here, but it was somewhere. And the judge was reading something to the man. He was being put away, and he took a running start and jumped over the bench and tackled her.
Yeah,
I was thinking that could happen to me and the jury. Man could just decide that he's had enough and just take a running start and dive right into me.
You know, you were smart not to wear your hat to jury duty because you would not be allowed to wear a hat. I went to a trial one
although
time.
I do think, if I'm not mistaken, because I gave the turnaround look like, hey, why are you making so much noise? The guy eating the hard candy.
Had a hat.
I think he had a hat on.
Okay, that's not good. Maybe that's why you all got dismissed out of disgust.
Maybe.
Because I went to a trial one time where like you can go in support of someone. And so it was me and 200 close friends. We all went downtown to the courthouse in support of this guy. But the judge walks in and there's one person in this packed, it was standing room only in this room. There was one person with a hat. Now, it wasn't a baseball cap. It was kind of a nice like fedora hat. And the judge said, you do not wear a hat in my courtroom. And that guy, he's like, you can take off your hat right now or, you know, the bailiff will escort you out.
Wow.
He was pretty, I was nervous. I had to like double check to make sure I didn't have a hat on. But I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, I made it.
Ranj,
I also, and maybe you were about to bring this up, but I know it's been a day.
That's what I was going to bring up because I wanted to know if you had any final banana thoughts before we finally move on.
I have banana thoughts all the time. Let me tell you a thing about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
It is such a fun show. The whole thing is fun. It's 2 hours. I mean, a little bit longer, but the game is 2 hours itself. They don't go beyond the 2 hours. It is the marketing job that man, Jesse Cole, the guy who wears the yellow tuxedo and he gets on the microphone and he makes announcements. The job, the marketing job he has done has to be one of the greatest American marketing jobs in history. Yeah. Like it has to be. I don't know many things that could beat that, because he's taken this minor league independent baseball team that nobody cares about, and he has made it so they sell out Major League Baseball stadiums and football stadiums. And I don't like all they're playing in Norfolk, Virginia this weekend, sold out. Philly, two dates, sold out. Then they go to Minnesota, Twin Cities, sold out. Baltimore, Baton Rouge, Denver, Chicago, all sold out. It's insanity what they have done. And everybody is having a good time. And I was impressed with the amount of people, and I would say it's at least half of the stadium, that showed up already wearing bananas gear.
So
there were people with jerseys and t-shirts, and I got a hat ahead of time. Like, all these people were into it before they got there.
I saw a video yesterday that I had not seen before. Of course, we saw Adam Wainwright pitching, the crowd go wild. We saw Lance Lynn. But what I had not seen is, I don't know, hours before the game in Ballpark Village.
Oh, the crowd
plaza
there.
The crowd in that, the stage area, singing songs, milling about Ballpark Village. And I feel like 30% of the crowd, maybe 40% of the crowd, was banana yellow.
It's crazy.
Like, there was so much banana yellow in that crowd. I could not believe how many people were downtown for that game.
It was just fun.
Yeah.
The whole thing. They do put on a good show. It's the kind of thing that I would go see it again.
I was a little jealous, actually. I was jealous that I missed Friday night with Adam Wainwright being the surprise pitcher. But then just you texting, and you're a curmudgeon. Do you know how fun something has to be
for me to tell you how
Ronge
fun it is?
To text this, they do a really good job. This is fun.
It's amazing.
This guy, yeah. So it is quite a phenomenon. I agree with you. A marketing genius. Quick note, couple of texts. 314 says that Chris was not on jury duty. He took a long weekend to visit his family.
Yeah, so what? Leave
me
alone.
In Chicago.
Leave me alone.
Another 314 says they were on jury duty for a murder trial in St. Louis when the OJ verdict came down.
Holy crap. Don't you feel, I would feel like I was robbed, because if you have to be on trial during that and you miss all of the, because you're probably in court while all of that is going on, you're missing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that would suck.
Was the rest, I mean, and also then you feel pressure as a juror to do something extraordinary.
Well, listen, if I had gotten on the jury, if there was a jury for me to get on, I don't think I'd have been there to make a statement. Just trying to.
Well, you never know. Maybe you would feel pressure after the OJ verdict comes down and now all the jurors are looking at each other saying, we got to compete with that. What are we going to do?
What if I sat down and I just, if trial started. And I'm on this jury, and as soon as the opening remarks begin, I just blurt out, he did it. What sort of trouble do I get in?
Probably big trouble.
Yeah.
But probably not big enough trouble that you're banned. They would say
we'll call
now
you back
have
in
to
2 years.
Come back.
That's another thing, too. If I get called back in 2 years and 4 days, I'm going to lose it. Because I've been talking to people who have been living here for 15, 20 years in St. Louis City and have never been called. I've been called twice in 2 years.
Well, the city's unusual. The county.
Stop calling me in for jury duty now.
The county, you might not get called in. Hey, we do want to continue to hear from you. 314-436-7900 is the text line. You can also call in because we have our midday midlife today at 11:30. Talking kids with people who have kids, don't have kids, have one kid, a bunch of kids. It's really, like I said, such an interesting age, that 40-ish age. And so Annie Fry from 97.1, Trisha Everdeen down the hall as well, will be joining Chris and me in the conversation. So we want to hear from you.
That's right. I'll tell you about my kids I don't have. And
LOL, it's that you think you don't have any kids.
Oh, yeah, I do have that side family in Chicago. That's right. What if it was like,
at least I can't accidentally have kids. I'll know.
Yeah, that's true. Like, whoa, got a kid. Amy Marks, Kors, and Chris Ronge on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Kramer, I've been reviewing your work. These reports you handed in, it's almost as if you have no business training at all. I don't know what this is supposed to be.
There's just no way that we could keep you on.
But I don't even really work here.
That's what makes this so difficult.
Gen Z, Raj. Gen Z is causing issues in the workplace. They are doing a number of things like revenge quitting, career catfishing, office ghosting. But I would say for me, the most shocking Gen Z statistic out there is that over 1 in 3 Gen Zers have accepted a job, like applied for a job, interviewed for the job, accepted the job, and then not shown up for the first day of work for no reason whatsoever. They just decide, meh, it's not for me.
So 33%, one third.
Yes.
That seems high.
Are we sure? It does seem high.
And this is from, is this the YouGov poll that we're talking about?
This was, I don't think this was YouGov because this was a survey that was conducted in the UK.
Okay. I do think that there are particular challenges that exist with this younger generation that maybe did not exist prior, but I sort of, every time there's a story like this, where there's all these kids, they don't want to work, they don't want to do mm-hmm. this, we have done this before. And I do think there is some element, too. We're always complaining about the youngest generation, whatever it is. We've complained about millennials, and now millennials are becoming adults, so we don't complain about them as much anymore. And then now we're complaining about Gen Z. We're going to complain about Gen Alpha. So part of me takes all of this with, I have a lot of skepticism toward these criticisms just because we do this every single generation for hundreds of years. You could go back and find stories from the early 1900s where somebody's complaining about how young people don't want to work.
Does the data help at all? The fact that this is not some rando complaining in a letters to the editor section.
Well, what's the data from 1900? You know, like I would need to compare it.
Probably we all had five kids and we're working the farm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like in 1900, I would have to have something to compare
it
to.
More people
are
worked.
Kids.
Because kids, they didn't have child labor laws then. So I bet a lot of 7-year-olds were working in 1900.
Well, but the point is, is it worse now than it was then, or were they having the exact same complaints then, thinking that this is the end of civilization because kids don't want to do anything?
So says 7% of baby boomers have done this. Granted, they're older now, I guess.
Yeah.
And 11% of Gen Xers have catfished, just not shown up for work. But I think we do have data, and I will say, even if certain things, I know people always go back and say, well, this has always happened. People thought books would be the end of society. People thought television would be the end of society. I get it. But just because something, an event, has happened before doesn't mean that the event happening again now is, quote, just like it was decades ago. And I say that because of scale. It's all about scale. You could say, well, I know there's 3 people with the Black Death in California now. Every year, 3 people get the bubonic plague in the United States, whatever it is. But they had the bubonic plague back in, when was that? The 1200s, 1100s.
1300s was pretty bad.
1300s. Well, of course we know there's a difference between the 3 people who have the bubonic plague each year and those that had it in 1300s, because it's all about scale. When we look at certain behaviors in younger generations, and especially when we look at certain behaviors that have radically changed because of the advent of social media, I think it's absolutely valid to look at the data and say, yes, this is a phenomenon. This is not just like it was when TV was invented. Because it's all about scale. It's about accessibility. It's about convenience. My goodness, we know that texting alone, not even social media, but texting alone has changed the way we communicate, because human beings evolve their language as communication methods change.
But I don't think that takes away from the argument that we have always kind of done this in the past. And maybe it's true. I'm not convinced that it is true, but maybe it is true that it is different now and it is worse now and it's accelerated now.
Mm-hmm.
But it could also be that we are just hypersensitive to it because we're living through it now. Like, for example, we kind of talk about kids as if they are idiots, right? Like you hear them talk and they're not making any sense. You could go back and watch interviews from like 1982, like television interviews, or doing a news story, and they're talking to kids in a high school or something, and you think, man, these guys are idiots. And this was 1980, 81. Something. I forgot what the story was.
This was just recent.
I saw it. I thought, man, idiots. So, like, I mean, we've done this forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you talk about scale, and maybe it is worse. I'm just not convinced that it is terribly worse.
It's one of those things where you can talk out of both sides of your mouth. You can say, hey, kids are smart. They're going to figure out if you're a phony. Well, yeah, sometimes, but also, and this was a psychologist, someone said that, and I loved it. Kids are morons. And what he meant by that is they're impressionable. That's why we have to be careful with them. That's why we have to be careful with what we expose them to. Kids are impressionable and so forth and so forth.
Amy, that's not to say that the mobile phone thing and the smartphone thing is not a different challenge.
Totally different challenge.
Because it is so accessible. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be more on top of that. And now artificial intelligence, because everybody's going to have access to that too. We should be on top of that. I don't I don't necessarily know if I like the idea of saying these kids are worse than they used to be.
Yeah, I have no problem with it in the sense of we're getting data now. Gen Z is entering the workplace now. And to me, it would be more unusual if Gen Z didn't have issues, because not only is Gen Z a generation that we know is dealing with social anxiety, they're more connected technologically than ever before, but they're more physically isolated. But Gen Z was also the group that came of age during COVID, when everything was shut down. I mean, think of how formative your 10 to 16, that age group, or you want to say, you know, 10 to 18, whatever it may be, when you weren't in school, when you weren't getting together with friends and family. Those daily interactions are partly how we grow and mature as humans. And I think it would be naive to think that all of those shutdowns and wearing the masks and the COVID years didn't greatly affect Gen Z, which was the most impressionable generation at the time of COVID, in their most formative years. So I think it would be more unusual if you didn't see a difference with Gen Z.
You know, though, I would like to see more research on the COVID shutdowns, because it really didn't last that long. I mean, we're talking about a year maybe, but by the early 21, we started to really open things back up again. And actually, a lot of places by the end of 2020 started to open back up. They said, screw this, we're not doing these shutdowns anymore.
But they lasted longer in different, like colleges. There were students who had 2 or 3 years of college really messed up, because on college campuses, they might have been more shut down. We know with different schools, especially giant school districts like LA, which stayed closed for what was a year and a half, harmed those.
But it's
with
not like 5 years. I think we talk about it as if it happened for 5 years, where nobody could do anything for 5 years and we were all stuck at home. We really weren't.
But it was a slow grip, Ron. Like, it really was. It was a slow tightening and a slow loosening of the grip of COVID. The shutdowns, it wasn't like everything was shut down for a year and then nothing was shut down. It took a while to get into the full shutdown.
But everything wasn't even shut. Well, that's what I'm saying, is that everything wasn't even
out of it.
Everything wasn't even shut down for a year.
I will say,
because we act like there was a pretty swift, abrupt shutdown in March of that year. And that lasted for a few months before some states said, okay, we're not doing this anymore. Yeah. And so I just don't buy into this. It was like 2 years where people were in their homes. It's just not true.
Well, but it's true, the effect. Like, I don't need to see more data. I've seen the data coming out of the public school system. I've seen the data coming out
of
counseling services.
We're talking about long-term effects. We don't have that.
Well, but that's what I mean. I don't even know why this is controversial. I think if anything, this is like, oh, wow, look how even something like a few years of COVID affected this younger generation. I don't understand the issue
here. Yeah, but we're talking about temporary versus permanent. It's almost like we talk about it as if that damage that was done will never be undone. And I'm not sure that's the case.
And I would say you can look at it as damage, or you can look at it as, oh, wow, we took for granted what a certain group of kids or what certain age groups learn in certain years. You only have 4 years of high school, but you live a lifetime during them. We took for granted how much they learn in this very condensed amount of time. And there are certain social mores, certain social habits that Gen Z just didn't get from a 30,000 foot view. I mean, I've worked with kids who went through, let's say, a hard time, like a hard family life. And it's weird, like, oh, wow, when maybe there's a traumatic divorce or something that's going on, little things about a dishwasher or getting dressed or whatever it may be. It's hard to describe, but these little things that you kind of pick up as a kid, you learn from a parent that maybe you don't get because there's certain trauma in the home. It's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize you got to teach a kid this. You have to teach a kid how to say hello on the phone. You have to teach a kid that, yes, when you're wearing a nice white outfit or your nice church clothes, you have to be extra careful when you get into the car. I mean, I had this specific conversation with a parent saying, we kind of take for granted that he should know all these things, but if no one's taught him this...
Well, that's done at home.
That's what I mean. That's at home. But what I'm saying is, in school, there's things that you learn in school. There's interactions that you learn that if you didn't get that even for a year, maybe that was the year that was kind of formative in that one little area.
But you're saying that as somebody who was homeschooled.
I've dealt, no, I'm saying I'm looking, I, my example was how 1 year of missed interaction in those very formative years, you're going to miss some things that you might have to pick up on. So yes, even if a kid only missed a year and a half of high school, there are probably some things in that year and a half that you would normally learn that they didn't pick up on. Now going back with COVID, different mores have changed, and you realize, oh yeah, he doesn't know how to do, they didn't learn that in that year.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's what the lasting effects, it's not just that damage was done. A lasting effect can be simply an omission of picking up a skill that you normally would have
had. So you're saying these skills are lost forever?
Oh my gosh. No, I'm saying.
Well, because I think, but I think that's the bigger point, Amy, is
you have
if
to
it's
teach
a,
them later.
Sure.
It's so a, that's what I mean. These kids now, going to work may not know these skills, and it may be harder to learn it later. Or maybe, like, yeah, like it's weird to teach a 20-year-old how to call and order something online or talk to a customer service rep. It's like, oh, wow, you should have learned that a long time ago. Okay, let's work on it.
That's Amy Marks-Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. When we come back, did you see this on 104.1 FM KMOX?
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
The South Park creators are doing okay. In case you're wondering, they, which again, if you've seen South Park on Comedy Central, it's one of those shows that's always on, kind of like Family Guy and everything else.
Saturday Night Live.
South
SNL.
Park just reached a agreement, a streaming agreement with Paramount for $1.5 billion.
So
it's $300 million a year for 5 years.
Hmm. How are they going to live off that?
It's just streaming alone.
Now, they're still on Comedy Central, right? Like, they still do new episodes. I don't watch a lot of South Park anymore. I have a thing with animation. I have a very difficult time watching animated stuff for some reason.
So my guess is not, because what Paramount bought was the global streaming rights for Paramount, for South Park. So
is this why they couldn't afford Colbert anymore? Because they just paid $1.5
for...
Yeah. The Paramount's, that's the parent company.
Is Comedy Central under Paramount?
Yeah. They're all, it's crazy okay. How many networks are owned by one conglomerate.
Then yes. Then I guess they would be on Comedy Central. It said Paramount was eager... It says it was eager to bring them home because previous corporate managers had licensed South Park to HBO Max, but that's obviously a rival to Paramount's streaming service. So Paramount decided we're taking South Park back. $1.5 billion.
Dude, that's a lot. And it is very difficult to follow who owns what and who was it? Oh, it was the guy from Workaholics, and he was in Pitch Perfect. What's his name? I can't think of a dark-haired dude. You know what I'm talking about. Adam Levine.
Adam Sandler.
Devine?
Adam Devine, that's it. He was just talking an interview. He was doing an interview where he was talking about the Workaholics movie, and it was Paramount Plus, where they were ready to film the movie.
Yeah.
They had everything set. They had gotten all of the crew and everything ready to go, and then Paramount just decided, okay, we're not doing it. It just with weeks, like 2 weeks before they shoot. So he and that group said, well, let us shop it. Let us have this project. Let us take it to Netflix. Let us go there. And Paramount's response was, well, we will let Netflix make the whole thing, and then they can lease it from us. So they were saying Netflix can produce the whole thing, pay for producing it, but only get to lease it for a couple of years and have it on their platform. And then it belonged to Paramount. And Netflix said, no, we're not doing that. So it's weird how...
Well, it's going to get more confusing because I think Paramount is now it's preparing itself to be sold to Skydance Media. That's David Ellison's group.
Okay.
I didn't even know Skydance was buying Paramount.
Is David Ellison, is he related to Larry?
You would think so. Otherwise, Ellison is
the
a pretty
Oracle
lucky
guy?
Last name to have.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would think he is. That's total speculation. But yeah, so Paramount prepares to be sold to David Ellison's Skydance Media. It's very confusing. It's kind of like food. Doesn't Mars Company own everything?
okay. It's something like that. I don't... Yeah, you might be right. Like, the food is like that. Like Nabisco. Sometimes there are so many of these big companies, these conglomerates, that I don't remember which company is in charge.
Yeah, Mars owns, like, all the candy that you're thinking of, but also, like, Pedigree pet food and Greenies. It also owns Wrigley brands.
Oh, yeah, like the gum and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and Coca-Cola is, I think, the main brand that owns a bunch of other smaller things, right? Which is, that's nuts. I don't know if I want to read this story.
Is it sad?
It's kind of awful.
Come on.
Did you see this this Chesterfield guy? Daniel Hardcastle, 46?
No.
Well, Chesterfield police have said this dude put a groundhog in a metal cage and then lit it on fire. And he used gasoline to do it. So if you know this Daniel Hardcastle, that guy's a real piece of crap.
That's so sad.
Yeah, so he, obviously they have arrested him, and he admitted to doing it. He admitted to everything that that he has done. They also found some narcotics on scene when they got there. Charged with felony, animal abuse, and unlawful possession of a firearm. So this happened out in Chesterfield.
And he filmed himself doing it and sent it to another person. That's how the police have hard evidence.
Like, what? What a... Dude.
He told the police that, quote, he was allowed to kill animals.
Okay. Yeah, you might be, but you can't torture them. You're not allowed to do that.
Jeez, that's awful. Well,
I'm sorry to bring that one up. Yeah. Dave Simons, partner and managing director of One Private Wealth, joins the show next. He's with us every Tuesday at 11 o'clock. We'll talk more about this $1,000 baby bonus. Learn more about that. A lot of other financial news to get into. Dave Simons is next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.